the volume.
Oral Sessions is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of Oral Sessions SummerSlam, baby. We're here in Las Vegas. What a time. And I am joined by none other than the queen herself, Charlotte Flair, to chat a little SummerSlam.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to Las Vegas, everybody. How's everybody feeling today? SummerSlam is tomorrow. How exciting to be here in Las Vegas, going to Allegiant Stadium. We are about to light it up tomorrow. You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. No, I mean, it's just surreal, but I'm so happy to see all of you guys come out tonight to see Renee and I.
Yay!
Yes!
I cannot even tell you how good it is to see these familiar faces again. It's been a year. It's been almost a year since I've not been with WWE, so
I know.
To get to see you today is a very big deal for me.
I was hoping you were going to bring the little one.
I had to keep her home
during the podcast.
The baby is at home. I'll have to rush home after this to immediately get back to her. But she is delicious. Just know that. She's the best. The absolute best. Okay, let's talk SummerSlam. Tomorrow it's all going down for you. Yeah, it's like adjust our mics here. I'm on like however Colin had is adjusted.
Oh, this is so cool.
Isn't
it? How awesome is this, guys?
Yes. It's amazing just to be here in person and get to see people, and we're all out of the house and like.
All right, hold attention on you.
Happening. All right, here we go. All right, so tomorrow, Nikki A.S.H., yep. Rhea Ripley, triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. How are you feeling heading into this matchup for SummerSlam?
Well, since I missed WrestleMania, yeah. I feel like Money in the Bank was my WrestleMania, but now I'm like, this is really my WrestleMania, especially with the audience that we're expecting, and being here from Special Olympics last night to appearances today, being here with you, being involved with the community. It really does feel like a WrestleMania, you know.
It has that vibe.
Yeah, we take over the city.
Summer Slams have always kind of been like that. The biggest party of the summer. That's always been the vibe of SummerSlam. But to really be out here, it does have that WrestleMania vibe. And for you guys being in the Thunderdome for the past year, to now be out, you're out in the public, you're out getting to do the appearances, and that's such a huge part of everything that you do at WWE. What is your favorite part about that you've had so far this week?
Special Olympics, getting to play, being paired up with one of the athletes from the Unified Games. And I've never played bocce. I wasn't very good, believe it or not. But
I feel like you would adapt to absolutely any sport.
I was like, why am I getting so
playing?
Competitive with this? We won the bronze, though, guys.
All right, not bad. Who else was with you? Who else ranked?
One of the athletes with me. Oh, Drew McIntyre's team won. And then second place was Sarah Schreiber's team.
Okay.
And then we came in strong third.
All right. We'll take it. We like a bronze. You meddled. You meddled, so that counts. We'll take it.
Exactly.
Okay, so for you to be working with the likes of Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley, you've been able to do it all through your career in WWE thus far. But for you to now get to work with sort of these, I can't really say two different superstars. I mean, people always draw the comparison between you and Rhea Ripley all the time. But now looking at somebody like Nikki A.S.H., really rising up to the occasion here, what's it like been working with her?
Well, let me talk about Rhea for a second. So our story's actually been going on for 2 years. And I think because of COVID, people really forgot that we had that build when I won Royal Rumble. And then we faced each other at the PC, but without an audience. So when Rhea and I faced each other at Money in the Bank, it was the first time that we were able to dance in front of an audience. And seeing Rhea being put in these high pressure situations like WrestleMania with me when she was in NXT. And then with WrestleMania with Asuka when I was out because of COVID. That was just last minute. Like, she had no idea. And both times, she rise to the occasion. And I think that speaks volumes of how far she's going to go, because that's what it's all about. It's either you're going to sink or you're going to swim. And that's what she did. And I'm still going to kick her butt tomorrow. But, you know, I thought this was cute. But I hope she's not mad that I'm sharing this, but she was like, you know, it's kind of like I'm Triple H and you're Ric Flair. Like, we're the kind of evolution. I was like, okay, but we're not tag teaming.
Yeah, hold up. Wait,
hold
what
on.
If you guys did?
I'm kicking your butt.
You guys as a tag team, though, imagine, like, no, you guys could just
destroy I don't play well with other guys. No tag teams.
Okay, I'm just trying to throw it out there. Trying to piggyback on it. Not a good idea.
So, yeah, I'm really proud of Rhea.
Does it feel like, I don't want to say like a passing of the torch because you are in your prime right now.
No, I mean,
right
at
now,
the live events lately, I look across that ring and I look at her and coming into her own and I'm like, she really is going to be the future of this division. Mm-hmm. I really do feel that way. I'm super proud of her. And with Nikki A.S.H., I just look at her and I go, way to take a character that you came up with and believe in and turn it into the Raw Women's Champion. Like, if you saw Nikki's old work from NXT to now, it's night and day. Like, even though you saw a little bit of that crazy Nikki, because she attacked me on commentary on Monday and I wasn't even doing anything.
Rude.
She just went, I don't know, but that's guts, that's passion. And she believed in this character, and to see her evolve and run with it is exciting. But again, I'm going to beat her too. So
so everyone look out. You heard it here first. So you're going to be walking away again as a Raw Women's Champion. You're feeling very confident about
this. I'm feeling very confident. Yes.
How does it feel to have SummerSlam on a Saturday? Is that weird at all?
It hasn't hit me yet. No, I'm just like, wait, we have SummerSlam and then we go to Denver on Sunday for a live event. So I guess it kind of feels, maybe it's just a really big live event.
Exactly, just a huge, huge live
with
event.
With way new fancy gear.
Oh, what do we have for gear? What's happening with the gear? Give us a little scoop.
Give you a hint. That'll be hard without giving it away. Just one of the best bad guys. That's all I can give away.
Oh. All right.
That's all I can give. If I say yes, anything else, you'll know.
Well, all the event suit we heard? No. Come on.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Everyone calm down. Everyone relax.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Okay, any parting words that you would like to say to Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H. before your match with them tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium for SummerSlam?
Parting words. They're both going to bow down to the queen tomorrow. And good luck to both of them.
How important is it for you to pass the 16-time championships? Is it important to you to do that? Do you want to do that?
I think I want to. I don't know.
Then, hey, be that bitch and ask for it. Do it.
No, because I don't know.
Take it.
Because I don't know what it means. Like, if I surpass, like, are then they going to say it's Charlotte's dad?
But if it's a thing that you want, I mean, as you've just been saying, you got to go for the things that you want. You got to step up.
Yes, I'm going to be the 16-time champion one day.
17 times.
17 times.
17 times.
Cena better not beat me before.
All right, so we get to see Charlotte at SummerSlam against Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. But that is not all, my friends. No, no, no. We still have one more. She is taking on Alexa Bliss along with Lily with Doudrop in her corner. We got Eva Marie. I've not seen you in ages.
I know, but you know what's crazy? And this is like the power of social media is like, I feel like I have seen you.
True.
Even though I haven't really seen you.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel like you're still in each other's lives.
A little bit.
We share the same birthday.
Yes,
we are birthday twins.
Yep.
So we will always have that going for September 19th, baby.
Best day ever.
It is the best day, so send us all of the
legends,
accolades and flowers and cakes, the baked Alaskas and bananas Fosters, all that. Send that our way. How has time been since you've left WWE? What's been going on? Your nails look great. I just saw them. Holy cow.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it is SummerSlam, the biggest show of the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get them out.
So you have to come a little extra-ness.
You have to. This suit is incredible. The suit, the hair, the makeup.
Thank you.
Not that Eva would ever cut corners, but she's certainly not doing it here at SummerSlam, as we can see. How are we feeling about the fashion game now? I feel like your fashion's much different now than when you're in WWE before.
It is, huh? But yeah. I feel like your fashion game, like, I feel like I was definitely inspired my first go-round because I felt like you always were able to, like, whip up something on a quickness.
And you just gotta shove a bunch of shit into your luggage and hope for the best.
But not me, because I would look at it and staring and nothing would come about. And then all of a sudden, here's Renee, and she's all of a sudden putting these pieces together. And I'm like, how?
How, though? What the? Though, you have a tougher task. Sorry to all the men here. We got to talk fashion for a quick second.
Sorry, fellas.
Matching red or pink hair to an outfit is a task all in its own. That's not easy.
That is not easy. However, I have decided, as you can see by today... Yo, we're just going with color.
Yes.
We're just throwing it out there. If
the
it
rainbow.
Works, it works. Exactly. If it
the
works,
color
it works.
Of the rainbow.
If it doesn't, I know the WWE Universe will let me know.
They will. Check out on Twitter. They will let you know.
Exactly. Hit or miss.
Yeah. Okay, SummerSlam is happening tomorrow. You are taking on Alexa Bliss along with Lily.
I don't know if that doll can be present. Boo!
Yeah, we got to get rid of the doll. She's got to go. No way.
Exactly.
How are you feeling heading into this match? I mean, this is huge. It's a big platform for you.
It's definitely full circle. I'm feeling extremely excited, nervous, all of the emotions. Plus, it's good to be back and to be back in Vegas to do SummerSlam. And then don't forget about my partner in crime. She'll be there. Doudrop.
My girl, Doudrop.
Yep. Thank you.
Doudrop. Exactly. Doudrop.
There we go.
We love Doudrop around here. Big fan.
I'm definitely expecting the unexpected for tomorrow, but it'll be a good show.
Because how do you prepare to go into a match against Lily?
Lily's dealing with the evolution, so I got a lot of stuff up my sleeve as well.
Damn right.
You know? So
you and Doudrop.
Exactly.
How has it been working with Doudrop?
Doudrop is a savage. She's phenomenal. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. I handpicked her from the NXT UK because she is that bomb. Even though we have, you know, a little altercation a little bit here and there because, you know, there
is... Stiff slap to the face. Yeah.
A little bit.
Friends fight. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You're right.
You got to sometimes show some tough love a little bit, but she's incredible. I love working with her. She's phenomenal. Not only just an incredible athlete, but some people, you know, I'm really fortunate because when we first met, we exchanged messages prior to actually meeting in person.
Ooh.
And we just hit it off. So
this was before you guys even knew you'd be working together. You'd already kind of connected.
We were going to work together, but we just didn't know what that was going to look like quite yet. And then once we started to kind of communicate and exchange messages, it was just kind of like a bromance. But what's the opposite of bromance?
Like
for
a
women?
Crush? A girl crush?
Maybe.
I don't know. They liked each other.
All I know is that we meshed extremely well.
What was the initial pitch that you got for you to be working with Doudrop, Piper Niven?
It basically was pretty kind of simple. I mean, you know how WWE is. You think that a lot of storylines and things are going to go a certain way or certain pitches, and it completely transforms and goes a whole another direction. And so really the kind of gist of it all was just that I was going to have kind of a protege.
Yeah.
And we were going to basically take over the locker room and the division, which we're slowly but surely doing.
Damn right. It's such a cool and interesting choice to pair you with Doudrop. I keep wanting to just call her Piper, but we love Piper, Viper, whatever you want to call her. Doudrop.
Exactly.
Doudrop. And I think people were so excited to be able to see her get this opportunity, and she's making the most of it, to be paired up with you. Why now? Why was now the perfect time for you to come back to WWE?
I love this company. They took a chance on me from Vince McMahon, Triple H, and Steph in 2013, a diva search, no-name kid, and gave me a start. And that start was absolutely incredible. Talk about getting thrown into the wild real quick. But as soon as I stepped away, it was because I got the support from Vince, Triple H, and Steph to go ahead and do my first movie and then continue to do movies and TV and film. But I always knew when I left that I was going to be coming back. I just didn't know what that would look like or when that was going to kind of happen. And then throughout the last 4 or 5 years, I always kept in communication with the company. Mm-hmm. And so then the door kind of opened and I was like, I'm calling right back in.
Exactly. Walking in. What was the initial decision to leave? When it was 4 or 5 years ago, when you wanted to go out and pursue other opportunities and get the blessing from the company to go out and do that?
It was initially just getting the first movie role. And then once I got that and then had to dye the signature all red everything hair and actually take it to black, that was just like a huge moment. And I obviously got the blessing and the green light from Vince McMahon. Did my first movie and then I booked another
one. It's
not
easy to get him to approve new hair.
No. So that's why
it was not.
It's not.
I cut my hair off and was like, oh, shit, sorry.
Well, if y'all remember in Total Divas, for a hot second, I thought I was going to get fired.
Yes.
So the hair situation and going against the grain sometimes is not good. Even though we're all trying to grab that brass ring, you know. So as soon as I got the first movie role and then I booked one right after, it was just kind of like a decision where who knows if I don't take this opportunity right now, it's going to be there when I returned to it. Right. So it was kind of a little bit of a group decision type thing. And I was fortunate enough that they gave me the green light and just let me go ahead and pursue that and do that until it was ready to kind of make my way back in.
All right, Eva, thank you so much for joining me here on Oral Sessions. It's been so good just to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, what a gal. Best of luck tomorrow, SummerSlam, taking on Alexa Bliss and Lily with Doudrop.
That's right.
It's all going down. Any final words for Alexa or for Lily?
It's going to be something not to miss. And plus, you guys are going to get 4 free tickets.
Yeah, we got tickets to give away. Who wants some tickets? Okay, let's hope that they're still here. I'm looking for James33131@gmail.com. Hey! Right here. This dude right here, yeah.
Amazing.
4 tickets, baby. Congratulations.
Amazing.
You better be loud as all hell for Eva tomorrow,
that's
all right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, see? Well, enjoy tomorrow. Have fun. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right. Guys, thanks again for hanging out with us, joining All Things with the Volume. We've had a ton of fun being out here as we're kicking all the things off with this podcast network. Big shout out to Colin Coward for setting this all up for us and getting to come out here and be a part of SummerSlam. That was so much fun getting to see Charlotte, see Eva, get to hang out with my girls in person, but they're going to rip it up at SummerSlam. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. Big thanks to Charlotte Flair and to Eva Marie for hanging out with me on this special edition of Oral Sessions.